let's say good morning to Dr. Kara Ogburn. She is the artistic director for Milwaukee Film, the operators of the Downer Theater in downtown Milwaukee. Also, the historic Oriental Theater, which I've been to a few times. It is a movie palace. It's like stepping back to the way they used to see movies back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, before they became the smaller theaters they are today. Dr. Ogburn, thank you for joining us, Kara. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, John. Good morning.
Now, the reason we're here is Milwaukee Film does a lot of presentations throughout the year. They did a recent presentation on documentaries and so forth. This time, it's a retrospective on Rachel Talalay, who is a director of not only TV shows, but feature films. And we're going to talk about those in a moment. Let's talk about the retrospectives. How do you choose who you're going to use for a retrospective?
It's like a very human process in some ways. You're looking for like who has work that we're excited about, but then more importantly, it's who's available and who's interested. You know, we're often honoring people who are working. Michael Schultz, who we brought here last month, is a working director, and then Rachel Talalay is also a working director. So it's really thinking about schedule and timing, and you know, delivering Milwaukee, who are an incredible audience, to kind of honor and recognize the work of folks who are still working, but who have a remarkable career prior.
I thought you were going to say, first we have to find out who's alive, and then...
Well, sometimes that is sometimes a factor when you get very disappointed, or where you're like, okay, this person someday, and it's going to happen, and then... but, you know, there's definitely more people than we can bring here, right, or than schedules allow. For Rachel's retrospective, this is part of our Cinematic Sisterhood series. This has been ongoing since this summer, and in partnership with and due to some great support from the Women's Fund of Greater Milwaukee. With this retrospective, as the centerpiece of Cinematic Sisterhood, we're really trying to elevate women in film, women working in film, voices that you don't necessarily know are those. And we were talking before you went on air, and you said, oh, I would have thought the director of Freddy's Dead would have been some horror guy. But no. Turns out, you know, Rachel Talalay has a remarkable career of kind of crashing that boys club of genre filmmaking, and we're excited to hear about how she did it, why she did it, why she keeps doing it, and that's kind of the zeitgeist of why we're looking for people who have good stories to tell us.
Now, Rachel Talalay does a lot of TV shows, and you're going to show one of those at the retrospective. You couldn't tell me which one it is, but you are going to show
true.
One.
It is a secret screening, but it is one of her best-known television episodes from the very, very, very long list. So there's a fun game. You can spend, you know, from now until Saturday at 2, trying to guess what you think it might be. We're going to show that episode in its entirety, and then following it, we'll have a seated conversation kind of about her career broadly and about her wider television career, since we certainly can't show all of the things that she has directed for television.
I saw the list on IMDb, and it takes a few minutes just to scroll through it. So, no, you
can't. Exactly.
Now, I remember Ida Lupino was a woman director early in the 1950s and maybe late 40s. She was an actress, Ida Lupino, and very good actress, too. A lot of Humphrey Bogart movies and so forth. But she became a director and directed some big films, Ida Lupino. And I was trying to look back. Were there any big women directors before her? I think she might have been the biggest at that time. Now, there were other women who directed, but she directed a lot of hit movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's really, really interesting. The earliest history of film really starts with women. There's a really wonderful collection put out by Kino Lorber, The Pioneers of Women Film, early silent film. It was actually a lot of women making film. But then, you know, patriarchy gets in the way sometimes. And so I think there's a lot of women working in Hollywood who are working behind the scenes, below the line. You don't know their name. And then there's awfully a lot of women who are making a career in film whose name you don't know, but you probably should, like Rachel Talalay, or like knowing Ida Lupino's work, for sure.
Yeah, I was looking it up on IMDb. I can't find her director nods on here, but they do have all her acting nods. But yeah, she directed a whole bunch of big films. Okay, so we're going to talk about some of the, you're going to show two of the cult films that that Rachel Lala, I can't even say your name. Don't tell me. Talalay. There you go.
There you go.
I'll get it eventually. that Rachel directed. And Tank Girl, I remember Tank Girl when it was out because I remember being reviewed by Siskel and Ebert. And the other one is Freddy's Dead, which was that the final Freddy movie in the Nightmare on Elm Street films?
I believe it says it's the final Nightmare, so... You know, nothing's, I never trust that.
Yeah, nothing's ever the final. Yeah. It's like when they did Friday the 13th, the final chapter. Then it was Friday the 13th, A New Beginning.
Now, you can never trust them. So Tank Girl is probably Rachel's best known title, kind of a cult title, you know, again, sort of a genre expedition, as you will. You know, we're calling our full retrospective, you know, cult queen. We're recognizing Rachel's work as kind of cult royalty work, but that really starts with Tank Girl, which is on Friday at 7 p.m. Rachel will be here for all three of these presentations, for Q&As, the opportunity to kind of hear more from her. We're actually showing Tank Girl on 35mm.
Yeah,
so this is going to be a really great, like, blast to the past. It's the 30th anniversary of the film, which came out in 1995. And I think, you know, it's close enough to Halloween that I'm expecting some people to come dressed in, like, Tank Girl garb. So it should be a really great time at the cinema.
And the woman who starred in that, give me her name, because I just saw something. Lori Petty. I just saw something on her recently. They did one of those... morphing things. They show her what she looks like today and they morph her into different years. You ever see those YouTube videos?
They used her. Now, Uncanny Valley,
Her biggest film was A League of Their Own. She was the one, she was like the sister to, I think, who was this? My mind is jelly this morning. She was one of the sisters of one of the players on the team. But she's got a great career as well. But Tank Girl is the cult film that people remember her for.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say, like, I think a lot of people would say her big film is Tank Girl because it's, you know, such a, like a quintessential role and one that's just so, like, visually memorable. I'm really excited to see some of these, like, big scenes on the biggest screen that, you know, you can find in Milwaukee at the Oriental Theater.
Now, Robert Englund, who plays Freddy Krueger in these Nightmare on Elm Street films, he made a career out of that. That's his big claim to fame. I wonder if he was ever able to get films after that, because when you're so well recognized as a character, it's tough to change. And a lot of actors, unfortunately, found that out when they were so, you know, noted for a particular role. They couldn't get a role elsewhere. But Robert Englund was in, I think he was in all the Freddy movies. Didn't they do Freddy versus Jason or something? I think there was a Freddy versus Jason film, too.
Right, and then a compendium film. Right, these franchises really, you know, and it's the season, right? We're getting very close to Halloween here. We closed the retrospective with Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, which is actually Rachel's directorial, you know, kind of first feature. But we gotta answer that Final Nightmare thing and play it last at 8 p.m. on Saturday. I think it'll be really interesting. I think Rachel will have some really interesting insights on that idea of being typecast, on, you know, kind of like working with actors and, yeah, this crossover sequel. I think she'll have a lot of opinions about the ways that some of these franchises have kind of taken over to have this cultural relevancy that maybe extends beyond the original story, or maybe not. Kind of why these stories endure, I think, will be a really interesting question that I'm sure we'll get asked.
I'd like to know how they gave a first-time director the helm of a major franchise.
Yeah, I think we're going to hear. I mean, you know, she had some bona fides. She'd worked with John Waters on several of his films, which for me gives you, I would let you do almost anything if John Waters has trusted you to work so closely with him.
Well, that's right.
That'll be an interesting story. Yeah.
You know, how do you get that first time shot of the major franchise? That's like giving a first time director the James Bond picture. I mean, it's tough to, because you got everything riding on it. But obviously she did a good job because it was a hit and made lots of money. And when Hollywood comes to decide if a movie's a hit or not, it all comes down to money. There are a lot of good movies that don't make money, but the ones that do are the hits. But the list of TV shows she's directed, there must have been 50 of them, episodes on TV. Wow.
Yep. I mean, you think, oh, I don't know this person, I don't know their work. And then you start looking and you go, oh, I've absolutely seen that, because I know I have seen every episode of, for me, it's the show Greek, which is a show like probably not the one that you've seen, but I'm like, I absolutely watched the entire run of that. I have absolutely seen this episode. But so many like very well-known franchises, again, right? Really that genre space, that cult space, whether it's Doctor Who, Supergirl, Riverdale, new Quantum Leap. I mean, right, there's really kind of all those well-known franchises and all the genres that you can imagine, right? From mysteries to time traveling and sci-fi, there's some really like wide range, I think, in her IMDb profile that I'm excited to hear. Kind of how do you move between these genres, or does moving between the genres actually benefit you to not work so stale? And this so much that we're excited to learn about from Rachel. We tried not to have too many of the conversations before she gets here.
Now, how do people go to see the retrospective? How do they get tickets?
So you can get tickets on our website at mkefilm.org. There's a tile right there on the homepage to go through to our Cinematic Sisterhood showcase and learn more about the series, but also get tickets for these films. 7 p.m. on Friday, the 24th, Tate Girl. 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 25th, is when we're doing that seated career conversation, and with a secret screening of a television episode that you won't want to miss. And we're following that up with a signing event. So if folks have paraphernalia, if they're a fan of any of this work and would like to get it signed, that's going to be your opportunity. And then at 8 p.m. on Saturday, we'll round it out with Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, mkefilm.org, and click through, or you can go come see us at the box office day of the show. I'm not going to promise there will be tickets available, but quite possibly
now,
tickets available.
Is this at the Oriental or Downer?
We are at the Oriental for all three of these. Yes.
Okay. Is it a coincidence that Freddy's Dead is coming up just before Halloween?
One of the other reasons that we were excited to bring Rachel in for this is we were seeing that this retrospective was landing in October, and we've got our Scareville programming. Yeah. We've got all sorts of celebratory Halloween joy. Landing this right here in this Halloween season really felt kind of synchronous and perfect. So it is not a coincidence, but it's also not a coincidence. It all felt appropriate. And Rachel's been a delight to work with on sort of shaping what are the things that we're going to show and how are we going to show them and what kinds of conversations are we going to have. And I think she also is going to get a kick out of seeing some of these films on the big screen for the first time in a little while, including Freddy's Dead.
Dr. Kara Ogborn, she is the artistic director of Milwaukee Film. And Dr. Kara, I appreciate you coming and talking about it. And again, go to MKE Film, one word, mkefilm.org for all the details and all the future programs that are coming up at Milwaukee Film, because somebody's got to keep this stuff alive. And thank goodness people like you and the other people at MKE Film, Milwaukee Film, are doing that. Dr. Kara Ogborn, thank you very much, and looking forward to that. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We'll see you all at the movies.
If Freddy's dead, but he may be coming back again. You never know. Okay, Dr. Kara, thanks.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.